Who am I going to pick on? Somebody nice and somebody really, really strong. Somebody really strong. Emma. Right. Ooh, hello. Right. Yeah, stop laughing at me. Shocking. Right, okay. I have some sticks and some rope, and I need a volunteer. Come on, I want you to show your strength off. I thought you were strong. Definitely not. Pick somebody else then. Choices, choices. You knew it was coming, Zoe. You knew it was coming. Come on then, Zoe. Right, so I want you to hold that as hard as you can down there. And all you've got to do, okay? Come on then, Zoe. Zoe's going to try and pull these things. Okay, so you stand facing them. And you've got to try and pull these two things, these two sticks, towards you. It's all you've got to do. So you guys have just got to make sure that you stop doing that. So you might want to have your hand a bit lower. Okay. Right. Ready? Go. Okay. There.
She's stronger than she looks.
Right. Good effort. Good effort. No. Not happening. Not happening. So... clearly, we know that Emma and Peter here are obviously stronger. So what we're going to do, that's a bit of a disadvantage really, isn't it? There's two of them. So what we're going to do, we're going to have a bit of a go and see if we can solve this particular problem. So, Peter, you get to hold the knot. Right, okay, sir, okay, right.
Properly.
Yes, ma'am, yeah. Right, so what we're going to do is have a bit around here. Okay, there you go. Right. All these random things I have in my garage. Okay. Right. Maybe a couple more. Right. Okay. So Zoe, do you want to come the other side of Emma? Okay. So same again, but this time you get to pull the rope. And this time, all you got to do is get that pole there to here. Off you go. Keep it going. Look at that. Keep it going. Keep it going. Keep it going. Woo! Right. Pete's getting too competitive about this. There you go. There you go. I think she got that, didn't she? Excellent. Well done. Well done. Okay. Right. Thank you very much. Thank you. So we're going to have a little bit of a talk about that, and then I'll tell you what the point of that was. So we're going to have a reading first, if my reader can come up.
So our reading is from Psalm 193, verses 7 through 12. Is there any place I can go to avoid your spirit, to be out of your sight? If I climb to the sky, you're there. If I go underground, you're there. If I flew on morning's wings to the far western horizon, you'd find me in a minute. You're already there waiting. Then I said to myself, oh, he even sees me in the dark. At night, I'm immersed in the light. It's a fact. Darkness isn't dark to you. Night and day, darkness and light, they're all the same to you.
And that's kind of the precursor to, we had the Romans 8, where we talked about that, where Paul talked about the idea of not being able to get away from God's love. And here's David, here in the Psalms, who kind of got that as well, that no matter what he did, he couldn't get away from it. So there's, I'm just going to talk for about 5 or so minutes. I've got three little points to pull out from that. Can we have that picture up, please? The one before it, please. Yeah, the one before that. There you go. Right, okay. So I don't know if any of you kind of find yourself doing that. Yeah? Perhaps things aren't going so well with your walk with God. Maybe things aren't quite so good. And maybe we kind of find ourselves hiding a little bit. And if you think, oh, no, that's not me, I'm kind of thinking, do I do that? And kind of, I do that, perhaps when I don't feel good enough. Perhaps there's things that I've done that perhaps I'm not proud of. Perhaps there's lack of faith. Sometimes that kind of happens as well. Do you want to put the first slide up? So one of the things that came out from that, from the Romans passage, and also from, if you've got the next one, please. And from that psalm, is the idea that there's no point trying to escape from God's love. There's no point, is there? We kind of try and do it. Maybe we just find ourselves hiding. Maybe we find ourselves just deciding that, no, I don't want, I'm not, I'm going to have a God-free day. Okay. Somebody said at work about that one. One of the another Christian at work said, sometimes they feel like coming into work and having a God-free day. And I said, well, what's all that about? What's a God-free day? He said, a God-free day is when I can come along and not feel guilty and not feel like I have to get to this level and have other people think, you're a Christian, you should be doing this, you should be doing that. And he said, actually, sometimes it's just this idea that, you know what, sometimes it's really hard. Sometimes it's quite hard. Maybe just things are tough. So I think the first thing is that David found out there's no point trying to hide from God. There's no point trying to hide anything from God. God's love is there regardless, and the passage talks about that. Next one. And then there's this bit about God's love being unconditional. And there was an interesting one just before this, or early on in the Bible, David gone off and run off with somebody's wife and then got him killed. Now, if you need prayer for that at the end, don't speak to me, please. Find somebody else. I'm sure we can sort that one out for you. But this is a guy who sinned against God all the time. This is a guy who, if you read through it, I don't know about you, but it makes me feel better. Because half the time, all he seemed to be doing was disobeying God and doing things his way. But every time he came back to God, and every time he was singing God's praises because he realized God's love was unconditional as long as he accepted it. And every time he turned back and accepted God's love, he knew that God was there. And the Psalms are full of really inspirational quotes and phrases and things that David's penned. So that's the next one. It's about even when we're at lowest point, you can't earn it. It's unconditional, so stop trying to earn it. And perhaps we feel guilty, again, going to work or whatever, we feel a little bit guilty, I do, about perhaps I could have done that better. Perhaps I could have been a better Christian today. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how big or good I've been, how not so good I've been. God says that it doesn't matter about that. God's love, nothing can change that. God's love is always there. And the last point. If God's love is amazing, and we talk about God's love being amazing. We've just sung a song about God being amazing. And surely we should be sharing that. Surely we should be letting people know. But not just by telling them, but about showing them. Because surely if God's love, if we accept God's love and God's such that we can't change it, we can't get away from it, surely our lives should be reflecting that. Surely what we should be trying to do is making sure that when we're out there, that in the midst of people perhaps pointing the finger at us, waiting for us to trip up, what we do and the values that we show are far more important than the words. Words are good, but surely it's about how we do that. And the point of the kind of little strength thing there is that actually, when it comes down to it, once we genuinely accept that unconditional love from God that can't change, surely, for me, that gives me strength. That gives me the strength and courage to know that even if I mess up today, as long as I turn back to God, I know that through Jesus that I can turn back to God and get put right and maybe get another go and then try it again. So I guess the challenge for us is, I think there's one more slide. The challenge is at the end, if you just go to the end. Let's see about this following week. Could we do that? Is that something that perhaps we need to remind ourselves about God's love, about accepting God's love genuinely, and about sharing it, making sure other people see that transforming love of God that we know has transformed our lives, and sharing that with other people. So let's pray. Father God, we just thank you that love. We just thank you that we can't earn it. We can't do anything about that. As long as we turn around to you and just accept it, it's there for us. And we just thank you that through Jesus' sacrifice, we thank you that we can go into this week, we can really just try hard doing it, but we're not doing that to try and earn that love. We're doing that because of that love. So we just pray, Father, that you'll just help us just to do that. Help us to focus on the things you would have us focus on. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to sing one more.